The Blue Angels. You hear them before you see them, and they enter and exit the stratosphere with a sonic boom that sends shivers down your spine. An anchor event each fall in Pensacola, Florida, the Blue Angels homecoming show signals the end of the tourism season and a time of milder temperatures and fewer crowds across the entire panhandle. For residents of Escambia County, it's also a time to celebrate community and diversity in arts, culture, and entertainment during Foo Foo Fest. With 12 days of events and activities scheduled across the entire county, Foo Foo Fest celebrates the talents of local authors, musicians, actors, singers, chefs, storytellers, and performers. Held around the Blue Angels Homecoming Show, the Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival, and the Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival, Foo Foo Fest helps to fill in gaps in vacation itineraries, giving visitors options for extending their stay. And ultimately, this helps to stimulate the local economy. To reach this goal, local nonprofit Art, Culture, and Entertainment, or ACE, distributes over $300,000 in grant money back to the community. One of over 20 recipients for 2016, Pensacola Mess Hall used their ACE grant money to create fun and scientific exhibits and then place them around the downtown business district. Megan Pratt is the executive director at Pensacola Mess Hall.
Mess Hall is putting on Science on the Street. It's a very family-friendly, adults, kids, everybody engages. And the Mess Hall also, it's fun for the entire family. The activities are challenging for just about anyone.
Science on the Street, is this one of the grants through the festival?
Yes, we received a small grant from the festival to build the stations and to have the different signage out, so.
Can you tell me just about this one that we're standing in front of?
Yes, this is the pet dinosaur. We named him Frederick, and he is an optical illusion that appears to follow you if you're a little further away at this scale.
Artists Ashton Howard and Evan Levin are three-time ACE grant recipients. This year, Howard and Levin applied for a Foo Foo Festival grant in partnership with the Friends of Downtown Pensacola. In all, they were awarded $88,250 to paint a historic mural featuring iconic Pensacola imagery on the side of the Jefferson Street parking garage. Howard and Levin talk about their involvement with Foo Foo Festival.
Of course, some pelicans that are native to our area, and Fort Pickens will be represented down there, and then it kind of blends into some more modern icons like the Blue Angels.
Okay. Which we can't see yet, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, they're sketched in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so you applied for a grant.
Mm-hmm.
How did you hear about the grant?
3 years ago, we painted the graffiti bridge, which is the train trestle over on 17th. The following year, they asked us to do a smaller 10x10 mural, and the concept were these wings, the Fly Like Foo Foo wings that we did. So we were kind of, you know, it was natural progression for us to dream of something like this and go for it.
Cool. Neat. Thank you. The Pensacola Lighthouse and Museum is one of three key attractions that is open to the general public within the Naval Air Station. And, as you may hear, within a short walk of the Blue Angels homecoming show. This year, the Lighthouse and Museum used ACE grant money to create a new exhibit called Women Who Kept the Light. Jessica Morgan is the museum's curator of collections.
There you go.
Whoa!
Excuse the noises that will be happening. So what we just opened was actually an exhibit. It's kind of a cool room. It's in the tower, actually. And it's the original keeper's room before the house was built. The house was actually built about 10 years after the tower was. So there was a little interim period there where they needed a place to stay, so stayed in this room. So the exhibit is the Women Who Kept the Light. So we talk about, start talking off with female lighthouse keepers, you know, how kind of the separate spheres environment of the Victorian era, but how women were able to get jobs in the lighthouse service and lighthouse positions despite that, and in, you know,
so like, that was fairly unusual, right? I mean, that's,
yeah, definitely
historically significant.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's all kinds of really neat theories that I try to touch on. That there was a woman, Virginia Thomas, who wrote her master's thesis on female lighthouse keepers and kind of analyzing this and the idea that lighthouse keeping sort of combines the masculine and feminine ideals of that era, kind of, you know, like you're doing the manual labor of keeping a lighthouse, but also the domestic labor of keeping a house. And so maybe, you know, that factored in, it was a little easier. It was also the majority of the time it was wives or daughters or sisters taking over for a male relative who, you know, fell ill or went to war or passed away and kind of inherited the job like that. But even in those cases, it was also really interesting because they got equal pay pretty much across the board. Yeah. So.
Good, as it should be.
Exactly.
It was the lighthouse was the first glass ceiling.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Quite okay, literally, so, actually.
Yes.
All right, welcome to Eggfest 2016. I'm Brent Lane from Camp Country 98.7. This is the fourth year we've been able to rock Eggfest, and this has become such a great event for our community. I'm with Team.
Running the last weekend of the 2016 Foo Foo Festival, the Pensacola Big Green Egg Fest drew thousands of patrons to Bayfront Stadium, home turf for Pensacola's minor league baseball team, the Blue Wahoos. During the event, 32 teams of amateur and professional chefs used Big Green Egg ceramic charcoal cookers to serve up bottomless barbecue and appetizers to a hungry crowd. Run entirely by volunteers, teams donate their time and food and help to raise money for three different charities that support children and teens. Gerald Hall is the Pensacola Big Green Egg Fest organizer. I'm joined by my travel colleague Dave Hammond to experience the event. Together, we ask Hall what the Big Green Egg Fest and Foo Foo Festival mean to the Pensacola community.
The Foo Foo grant allows us to bring in folks like comedian John Reap, Big Mo Kaysen from TLC's Pitmasters. I don't have a budget. We're a volunteer organization raising money for charity. I couldn't afford those guys without this organization. So it's,
what does Big Green Egg do to help?
Well, Big Green Egg's the local Big Green Egg retailer, Scambia Electric Motor. They were here till 2 in the morning setting up their displays. When they do demo eggs, like all these eggs around here, they basically sell them at cost. And not a lot of people do that because they're in it to make money, but they help us raise money. After this year, we will have given away over $120,000 to charities because folks like Escambia Electric and Big Green Egg and all the folks that come out here and cook spend their own money to cook, pay us to come out and cook and do this. It's a good thing.
That's amazing.
If you think about it, you get to spend the day at a beautiful waterfront park drinking a cold beer or beverage of your choice, barbecuing with a couple thousand people, and having a great time and raising money for three really cool charities.
From the ballet to the opera, air shows, and street art, Foo Foo Festival showcases the heart of Pensacola. Talented and creative people who are proud of the community they have worked so hard to create. Official dates for the 2017 Foo Foo Festival will be announced in March. For more information, go to foofoofest.com. I'm Julie Henning, reporting from Pensacola, Florida.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.